Occasional Radio Episode 132. Color is never unimportant.
I got an A or an O. That's my taxi outside, beep beep. Boss man, hold on to you a sec, I gotta get my socks back on my feet. Taxi outside, beep 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 beep.
Come on, sir, I can't wait here. I'm gonna get a ticket.
Can't even sleep. I need one blem. Little cigarette just to try and forget. The things that I said might have been way too wrong. Fuck that blem. Fuck that white light.
Brown. Green. Blue sky looks mean. Turning gray.
You have a fine family, a husband and a child.
Two now.
This has changed since last we spoke.
Yes.
Oh my. You have a home.
Well, decaying Victoria.
You have a career.
Well, freelance artist.
But there is something missing in your life.
I wish I had an au pair.
When did this desire begin?
While attending the initiation session of an infant toddler parent participation enrichment and exercise program at the Jewish Community Center.
Are you Jewish?
No, not that it matters, mind you. But due to our surname, everyone naturally assumed that we were.
How do you know that?
People would smile and say Shalom or Good Shabbat or some such thing.
Waiting for an appropriate response on your part.
I could only offer a somewhat dazed smile.
Attempting to be friendly.
And yet embarrassed at the unintentional masquerade.
And why were you there?
I had come to the this particular mother-child activity after the infant swim class we had previously attended produced nothing but screams from Lewis.
Lewis?
My baby.
Lewis.
I believed the literature from the Little Dipper Swim School, which promised that infant swim would provide a haven of serenity for mother and child, that it would be a time for us to bond and play and experience the joy of each other through aquatic interaction.
Infant swim was not your thing.
The land-based exercise program surely seemed a safer bet.
There must have been a waiting list.
We placed Lewis's name on it first.
And he passed the observation interview?
With flying colors, smearing paint with the best of them.
It was the place.
Being of the philosophy that whole grain bread equals whole brain child, I readily bought the program, though.
At 32 years old?
I felt like the proverbial fish out of water.
Maybe you were yearning for the aquabond.
And I began to be aware of other big differences.
I hear a capital B and D.
The fathers to these children were, without exception, doctors, lawyers, architects, or brokers.
And Lewis's father?
An avant-garde composer.
There must have been some discrepancies in income.
At least $100,000 a year.
Avants, I suppose.
7 BMWs, 4 Volvo station wagons, 3 Mercedes, and my Chevette were all in view of the freshly erected redwood climbing structure around which we gathered.
Indeed.
And I began to notice that I was one of the few breeders to have actually escorted their child to the program alone. For almost every other mother had with her a beautiful, nubile teenage girl.
No.
Amazing, I thought, that these women who looked so uniformly in their early 30s and with toddlers in tow could also be the mothers to these older girls.
And why are these teens here and not out buying makeup or compact discs?
Then I heard it.
Oh.
We've been waiting for a Swede, but we'll have to settle for another German. We're simply running out of time.
2 weeks in Cancun in less than a month.
I found that if you have an extra room with private bath...
Already in trouble.
You can fly over a European girl.
One that speaks English.
Enough to communicate with the children.
Without actually being English.
For then she'd be a nanny.
How passe.
Though sometimes the fluent in English are in high demand.
And?
You have to settle for a girl with whom you can't actually communicate.
From one of the Nordic countries?
Never Italian.
And third worlders?
O-U-T.
But how do you find her?
It's a kind of network. You hear from a friend that her au pair's friend, back home...
The Count.
...wants to live with a family in America for a while.
For the experience.
And so you write her and explain what you are looking
for.
What
the offer is.
Usually airfare over and back. A few $100 a month.
Salary.
Room and board with private bath. Weekends off.
Or not.
Driving privileges.
Or not.
This is also the time to make clear your views on smoking.
Smoking.
She writes back and usually sends along with this her letters of reference.
All European names.
Too distinguished sounding to actually consider contacting.
Baroness and Comte de Nes.
And the most important document of all. The recent photograph of herself.
Beware of the classic head and shoulder shot.
It usually means...
F-A-T.
You write back and extend a contract of terms.
As well as laying out some basic rules.
No boys sleeping over. No spanking the child. No drugs.
Alcohol in moderation, etc.
It usually lasts 6 months and then they go home.
And a friend takes their place.
Or else they stay on and extend their visa.
Take it apart.
And work in a boutique or a gourmet cheese store or something.
But what about a law?
Au pairs of the landed gentry of Europe.
Arriving by a kind of
underground aircraft to the new world.
House and the luxury of the nouveau riche.
Familiarized to the children and the routine while the two-income household continues to compound itself.
Perfect.
Well, in general, I think the girls could use a little more briefing and a little more time to adjust to the culture shock.
Before being sent right into the thicket.
The nursery schools, the gymboree.
The shopping mall.
McDonald's.
It's a lot for them to absorb all at once.
I think a kind of safe house approach might be needed in the future for the new arrival.
The huddled masses.
That are sure to arrive with the baby boomers' baby boom.
It's beating already.
So I've heard.
Thank you. steady drip, the matrix blip, the nipple slip, the ketchup chip, the you all right, the how are you, the I am fine, the I am too, the little dance, the little ting, the little song you gotta sing, the open claws, the back to yours, the open doors, the wooden floors, the fire burns, the vinyl turns, the neighbors squirm, they'll never learn, the other house, the party goes, the passion slows, and so we close. The Neverland, the ever high, the gotta choose, the end is nigh. The 26, the 17, the days ahead, the memories. The day has come, the did you come, the little death, the rising sun. The brand new life replaces yours, the final fuck, the spirit soars.
Thank you. Thank you.
home.